We good to go, everyone?
We're good.
Perfect. Yep. Welcome back, everyone, to Season 6 of The Swamp, Episode 3. Max Nellicott on his own today, hosting, but I'm pleased to introduce a couple of guests today. Starting off with, we'll go with the club coach, Tom Collins, back for Season number 3, mate. Is that right?
Season number 3. Thank
second,
you, Maxie.
Second as coach?
Second as coach.
What's it like to be back?
Unbelievable to be back. There was a point, probably June, July, I didn't think that would be possible, but here we are.
I sort of got the feeling it was going to be a bit of a stretch when I was texting you visa question mark and not getting any replies.
Not getting any replies, No, we had to cross a few T's, dot a few I's, but finally here, mate. And
beautiful. Shout out to whoever's listening in England. And second guest for today, we've got the hero from the weekend, Jacob Kerr, mate. Welcome on.
Thanks, Max.
Second time on the pod.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah, first time in the paper, or have you been in there before?
A couple times, mate.
Well, good on you, mate. It's good to have you back. And obviously, we can jump straight into your achievements on the weekend, mate. 7-for in the ones against Plenty Valley. Congratulations. Do you want to talk us through your 7 wickets, each one individually?
All right. Okay. Again, we can go that way. I'll start from the start of the match, just run through it. Good 60 from Trips. A few other scores. LJ looked good. Then they blew away the tail. I made a golden duck, got the middle peg blown out of the ground, which never happened.
Yeah.
So, and then, they got off to a flyer, none for 60. Then I just bowled short and they kept trying to play it. And I think that's how I got my first 3 or 4 wickets. If you think when I've got 2 back on the leg side, they'd stop trying to pull me, but nah. And then, so they were 3 overnight. And then we went back this week. Got the 4th and 5th, got their best bat out.
You did?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. but when we got him, made it 5 for 100, then chasing 186, it was like, oh, it's game on here. And then, I was pretty knackered. Flip came on, did an unbelievable job while Faz was holding out the other end. Then we got a call behind from Jack, bowled great channels all day, and then myself for the run out, and then cleaned up the tail, and then Faz got the last one. Good win. Probably one of the best wins I've been part of. Just really enjoyable.
Yeah, awesome. Is that your best figures ever, 7-for?
Yeah, by one run.
By one run, wow.
I had a 7-for-28 before, and this is 7-for-27.
Yeah, awesome. Is that your first 11-5-for?
Yeah, for Elsternwick, yeah.
Yep. Sorry, mate. Yeah. Subtle little flexes thrown in there. Awesome, mate. It was a great win by the ones. The Plenty Valley are usually a pretty good team, so well done. What was your run out like?
He did his hamstring halfway down, but
Oh, really?
Seen the video?
No, I haven't seen it.
If anyone wants some entertainment, go have a watch of the run out on Frogbox and see when the sniper takes his shot.
You should have left Phillips' a celebration.
Oh, Jack, yeah.
Was it big?
Yeah, well, more on Jack Phillips' celebrations later. But
there were a few big celebrations. I was watching the last wicket and you can see Jack Phillips in the background at fine leg just going absolutely mental.
It's unbelievable. Every wicket, I love it.
Yeah, watching awesome. How are you finding the ones so far this year? Obviously, you're 1-1 now, aren't you?
Yeah, so a really good team. Faz and Trips have been good additions. Bailey, a bit unlucky last week, but looks like very handy. And then so much depth in the twos, like most pressure I've felt for like everyone's spot. Like it's the twos, like coming down and watching them afterwards, it was like, oh, all these blokes are bowling unbelievably. Tommy Cooper might come up as a bowler. It's like, it's great. Really good. Unlucky to lose the Malvern game. Well, funny game cricket, me getting hit for 6 in the last over to lose the game last week and then have a good game this week. But really enjoying it. I think we'll go far this year. So
funny how that happens, isn't it? Go from losing the game? Good on you, mate. And obviously, TC back for another season, mate. Do you want to run the viewers or listeners through what you're sort of doing over in England and how the off-season was, off-season for the Australians and what you got up to?
Yeah, so I'm director of cricket at my club back home, Horsley and Send, in Surrey. So I've been doing that sort of 2 or 3 years now. So very lucky to be able to juggle sort of the work-life balance of being able to come over here for 6 months. So I'm still actively working, but I can do that from anywhere. So, it just has kind of fitted in nicely for this phase of life. So yeah, so we play in Division 2 in the Surrey Championship. Unlucky not to get promoted this year.
Oh really?
Out. Yeah, rain did us the penultimate weekend.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, so I missed the majority of the season, unfortunately, with an injury. But yeah, so we were close, but not quite close enough. But yeah, so looking forward to sort of having a little bit of a break, ready to go into another season.
Yeah, I love it.
The boys.
Second season as coach.
Second season.
I know you've only been here for, what is it, a week and a half now?
10 days or so, yeah.
What have you seen at the club so far since coming back? We've obviously got a lot of new guys come down, a lot of English guys. Brought Tommy Bull down as well. A bit of history there between you two. We heard about in the first episode.
I think this has been blown up a little bit.
I love it.
No, Tommy's a good lad. I think he's fitted in really well so far. There's a lot of potential there. I've kind of known him since he was 14 when I first joined at Horsley. Watched him kind of come through the ranks. He played a lot of first team cricket back home. I think an Australian summer will be really good for his development, and yeah, I think he's been impressive both on and off the field. So
pleasantly,
I've seen him out having a beer.
That's good,
which is good. Tommy's come over. Yeah, I've been to 2 or 3 sessions now, and yeah, numbers have definitely increased from last year. There's a lot of competition for places, as Curry said. I think only brings out the best in people. I'm still kind of getting to know a few of the guys, Bailey's been a massive help on the coaching side of things as well. Just very organised, structured. Just think how we're running the sessions at the moment probably means that people are getting the most out of a Tuesday and a Thursday. I'm trying to give them the best opportunity to be ready for the weekend. So, yeah, early signs, it's all been positive. Yeah
awesome. How do you see, I suppose, we obviously spend a lot of time on the high grades at the club. You know, obviously Trips coming in, helping a lot, but, you know, performances down the grades like Raj on the weekend making 86, has been a stalwart around that sort of grade for a lot of years now, and he's really coming to his own. How do you sort of see the lower grades going this year with the thirds obviously winning last year?
Yeah.
Do you think we're a good chance to go back to back? We've opened a whole another team this year.
I hope so. You're in charge, Maxie. So
I just want to get your thoughts on
that. No, I think I think you're right. I think threes winning a flag last year. I think fours probably would have without the rain as well. I think we've got the strength and depth. As Curry said, there's probably guys playing a grade down as well than what they've been used to, which is only going to make teams stronger. So, yeah, and Raj has just probably been sort of the most consistent bloke training as much as possible and is kind of reaping the rewards at the moment. And I would like to think throughout the season he'll probably get a better opportunity to play higher, hopefully. But yeah, I think, well, threes and fours going up to the top division as well. It's good for the club. But yeah, I would like to think that, yeah, flags all round. I think that's got to be the aim from what I've seen so far. It's not beyond the realms of possibility. So, yeah, really exciting season.
Absolutely. Awesome. Well, we've obviously got two of you, so it's probably good to get into the best part of the segment nice and early. I know you've both been on in the past, but you haven't done your real 11s. Is that correct, Jay?
Yeah, I haven't done mine.
Yeah, awesome. So let's get into them. Jacob, do you want to start us off, mate? And do you want to sort of give us a bit of rationale behind your 11 and how you sort of came to it?
So I went through it to try and name the best players, but I thought, oh, most of these people have been listed in it. It's like Cam, LJ, Bertie, all of those boys. I don't think you would have made the cut, sorry, TC, but...
Oh, Joel Menzies have been in there?
Oh, yeah, he'd be there.
He usually makes his way.
Yeah, Menzies played with you, Max, so could have fit you in.
Yeah.
But really? I went back and looked at the first game that I played for the club in 2020 and saw that it was myself, Hugh Bennett, Cam and Bakes were the only four still at the club. So I was like...
In the team?
In the team. in that team.
Yeah, sure.
So I was like... Like, it was opening the batting was Josh Gorman and Luke Williams.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, I've been at the club long enough. Why don't I go with my favourite 11 memories at the club? Of either players or just moments that I've had. So I've tried to make it a little bit funny to give people a bit of a laugh. But
shouldn't have said that.
I'll start at 11.
With yourself, obviously.
My debut. So, it was against Noble Park out on the main ground. We got bowled out for 80. I made second ball duck, set the tone pretty. Batting at 11, didn't even get off the bottom. Cal Sinclair was captain.
Really?
And I bowled one over. Came on, bowled one over, went for 6 runs. And then, yeah, that was it. And then, yeah, I didn't leave, so.
Did you get dragged or was it the end?
Yeah, I got dragged after one over.
Must have been a good over, mate.
Yeah, he said he was going to spin me around and bowl me from the other end, but I think Josh Gorman got hit for like 15 off the next over to lose it.
Yeah, right.
It was by that the Noble Park captain.
Yeah, you can play.
Same bloke.
Yeah, right.
Now I thought I'd change it up a little bit with number 10, and to everyone's disgust that knows me, bring in baseball. Mm. But it's playing in a flag with Chiz and Ridgey from the club.
Okay.
So yeah,
get baseball in there somewhere.
Yeah, I had to. So yeah, a couple of years ago, Andrew Chisholm, Connor Ridge, and myself played in a fourth nine flag for baseball. That's a good memory I have from people at the club.
Yep.
Number nine, I thought I'd bring in living with a few people from the club. So, as most people know, I lived with Partridge last year, and those who know Partridge, larger than life, you'd come home and you'd be singing in the shower, cooking up a storm or something like that. And this year, I've had Tom Bull and Tom Bate.
Keg.
Yeah, Keg. And I come home from work, and I think in the week and a half they've lived there, they're now on season 5 of Peaky Blinders. They're both on their phones. Yesterday they had Peaky Blinders on the TV and Tom Bull was watching Rise of the Planet of the Apes on his laptop at the same time. So that's just like a completely different dynamic to having Partridge in the house last year. But no, they've been unbelievable.
What are they like in the kitchen? They doing much in there?
Yeah, they do their best. I'll leave it at that.
Can't imagine cake being too much of a
chef. What's been their speciality so far?
So they've cooked pasta.
Oh, right.
Bangers and mash with like an excessive amount of peas. Like I didn't even, like probably a kilo of peas. And then tried to make an excuse, you get protein from them, but yeah, anyway. they've been great. And yeah, they told me at training when I rocked up that they're moving out tomorrow, so.
Flinders Street.
Yeah, Flinders Street, so I don't know. I'll move it on quickly now. So at 8 I've got Jack Phillips celebrations. So it's been one of my favourite things the last couple of years. Just him carrying on the double fist punt, the double cobra. Doesn't matter what position we're in, it's incredible to watch. Number 7, I have taking Finn, Cam and David Baker down to Shep for a T20 match.
Didn't even know this happened.
Finn opened the batting, made 40, then we got bowled out for 80 and they made it in 4.5 overs, where I got hit for 20 off and over and Finn got hit for 26. So yeah, that was great cricketing moment I had with those boys, and it'd be good to, I think they're all coming down for the Ashes, so it'd be good to.
Oh, I'll see Cam Christensen for a second, but that makes a lot more sense.
No, Cam Ignite. Number 6, I don't know if anyone was here for this. I have Will Smith falling over versus Strathmore. I don't know if you were there for that, Maxi.
I would have been around. I don't remember it, though.
I was in the 2s 4-3 years ago because we're playing Strathmore again. This kid had absolutely given it to Smitty while he was batting. And then he was fielding down a fine leg and Smitty walked around the boundary and berated him. Can't remember what he said, but I probably can't repeat it. And then, finished spraying him and then fell ass over tit. Like, well, everyone lost. One of those moments, had to be there. But,
okay.
We'll there were some people that, Number 5, I have Hugh Bennett being my friend, and I'll just move on from that.
Does he say that as well, or is it?
I think it's a one-way relationship there. I'd call it a parasitic relationship.
Okay. I don't know what that means, but
Three, I have the Mount Martha cricket trip from our first year.
Yeah.
where I rocked up on the day, having lost a fight to a Guatemalan woman the night before, with a scar above my eye.
I remember the scar.
Yeah, someone's been going around the club saying that I lost a fight to a Guatemalan woman, but it's not the case. I lost a fight with my doorknob. But yeah, I thought I'd clear that up. But yeah, that was a good cricket trip where I got to know the boys after the season, and
yeah,
a lot of stuff I can't repeat, but Maxi was there, and it was a good weekend during COVID.
Yeah.
Number two, I'd probably, I'd put the weekend, to be honest.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Very enjoyable. Just to get birthday, old man came down and watched, drove 2 hours.
It's probably pretty much in Shepparton, isn't it?
Yeah, shook my hand afterwards and said, well bowled, but I think I bowled too short.
Could have had 10.
Just a good win, just coming out of nowhere to win it, and then being 1-1 instead of 0-2 was great. I'd give two quick honourable mentions to when we win the flag this year. It'll slot in number one.
Yeah.
And TC forcing me... Oh, no, sorry. I've got to reword that. TC pushing me over in the changing rooms after vote count. That was funny. Yeah.
What was that?
So we both had quite a few beverages after the vote count. When I think it was a tie between Bursey and Huey Lynch, and I was stirring up.
First year, yeah.
Yeah, stirring up TC, and he pushed me over in the
main. I couldn't afford him any more perfect. Off balance.
And I stumbled from one side of the room to the other.
Diagonally into the corner.
Fell into the corner, smashed my back, and then got up and chased him around the oval for probably 10 minutes straight.
That's your best memory of the club.
Yeah, that's no, honourable mention.
Oh, an honourable mention. No, that's
what I guess. What a time.
My number one is winning Tanish Prabhu the bowling award in the fifths. So we came down to watch the women's hungover, and someone in the fifth, I think it was Steve Davey, did a injury, made it a sub fielder, and it was me, the Bennetts, Cooper Davies, a few others, and I went out and fielded at deep square, took 3 catches off Tanisha's bowling. And it turns out it was last game of season that won him the bowling award. So that'd be that'd be my best memory of the club.
Yeah, great.
I hope everyone found that entertaining enough. But,
yeah, there was a few things I didn't remember. To be honest. That was good, mate. Well done. TC, what have you got for us?
Okay, right. I'll try and keep that a little bit shorter for the purpose of time. But
sorry.
Jack, it's a good story.
It was a good storytelling. Yeah. Mine would be a little bit more direct, I think. I kind of wanted to make it a little bit different, a bit like Curry, but in another direction. I've gone for the sort of blokes, English players specifically, that I've played with either at Elsternwick or back home, just the connection. That I've played for both. So opening up, I've got my roommate from last year, Finn Usher.
Roommate, was it?
Yeah, and Casa Bennett for a few weeks. Yeah, so yeah.
Has Keith got his bike back yet?
Has
Keith got his bike back?
I'm not sure. We'll move on.
That might not in there. On my list, I forgot about that.
Yeah, no, so yeah, Finny, great bloke, 2 years with him, missed this year.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I think he's coming out for the Ashes, which would be good. Good to see him.
Yep.
Opening up with Finn, I've gone Brad Erasmus. Not played with Brad here at Elsternwick specifically. It was a bit before my time, but played a lot with him growing up at Guildford. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable player. I know he's still over here. I think he deserved to get in. Number three, I've gone for Fred McMillan.
Yep.
You know Fred?
Yeah, Jacob knows Fred, don't you?
Yeah, he got deported.
Did he? Was he another one?
So Fred's played a lot with at Guildford, fellow suffering West Ham fan. We still go to as many games as we can back home.
Yeah,
great bloke. So he makes mine. Number four, I played my first game with him on Saturday. Michael Wood. Michael Wood. Filling spots, I'm not going to lie. But no, Woody, unbelievable bloke. Think he's going to take the realms on Saturday. So look forward to that.
Yeah, spoiler.
Yeah, no of Woody from
selection
Surrey.
Selection bombshell there.
Oh, yeah, selection bombshell.
Oh,
bombshell.
This will be out.
Thanks, 23.
Will this be out before?
Maybe.
Okay, sorry. We'll cut that
bit out. Can I just say on Woody, terrible over.
Seam up was not bad.
Yeah,
he bowled, didn't he?
Seam up was better than the off spin, but moving on. Number five with the gloves, gone Tommy Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, haven't played with Tommy back home, but obviously played a couple of years now with him here. unbelievable energy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was it like on the weekend?
Very good. Yeah. Very one of the most, I think it was the, yeah, one of the funniest moments I've had on a cricket field when he got that wicket.
Yeah, just what was the way, wicket?
So it was a short wide one. He'll tell you different. Blokes missed out on a cut. Massive nick. Huge nick. We've all gone off running in different directions.
Yeah.
Just laughing. Umpire's still not giving it at this stage, but everyone's just gone off. And I think he felt so like it was out that he had to give it, and then all of a sudden his finger came up, and yeah. But no, the joy in his face was a real spectacle. So yeah, no. So Tommy makes the 11.
Yep.
Frozen. I've gone next. Ollie Burtz. I think that speaks for itself. Yep. Played a lot of cricket both home and here with Burtsy. Next, Johnny Charles.
Yep. Fred's mate.
Yeah. Yeah, good offie. Again, played a lot.
He's funny. I still follow him on Instagram.
He comes up with some crackers, doesn't he? Yeah, he's always good entertainment, worth a follow. Yeah. Yeah, great bloke. So yeah, Johnny makes that. Not clutching at straws at this stage, but just trying to find names. I've had to put Bully in there. But yeah, like I said, I played a lot of cricket with him back home, played with him on Saturday. He makes the 11.
Yep.
I've gone Partridge as well, just for entertainment value. I think he started the year with so much promise last year, got around all the boys. He's a better cricketer actually than he let on, but I think just the state of where we are as a club, like he just struggled.
Is that Partridge at 10?
A bit high, but yeah.
Yeah, nosebleed.
And the last one was Cam McKnight. Yep. And came over with Finn first year, played a couple of games with him, very good bloke. And yeah, that sort of rounds it up for me.
Probably a few poms that could slide in there at the end of this year as well.
Yeah, there will be. Yeah. We'll have a squad.
Plenty of them.
Yeah.
Awesome, lads. Thank you very much for that. Should we get into some results? I can just quickly skim through these, actually. Jacob's already touched on the ones. Good win by them. Actually, TC, you played twos. You can give us a rundown on Bakes of innings.
Twos, yeah. Bakes' day. So yeah, wickets very, very different from weekend to weekend. So we passed on the end of day one, six down. So meant that we came out on Saturday figuring out what our best chance of an outright was, and it was probably to bat for the majority of the before tea. With a bit of acceleration, with some wickets to come, but yeah, wicket was so flat. So much better for batting, and Hawley and Bakes batted remarkably well. Went through the gears. Bakes even hit six.
Yeah, where was
which
that?
Which I believe over Cal.
Yeah, right.
Which I believe, well, Grosey seems to think it was his first senior six.
Yeah, okay.
We'll have to ask him. But yeah, no, batted really well. So yeah. Pulled the pin when Bully tried to scoop second ball. We thought that was time. So yeah, left quite a bit of time in the game to try and bowl him out again. But again, like I say, the wicket was so flat. But yeah, we toiled away, got them six down quite quickly. And then yeah, I think we gave up when the likes of Woody and Tommy Cooper came on for a bowl. So yeah, we shook hands at six down. So yeah, good win for the twos.
Absolutely,
didn't quite get the outright.
I believe you're top of the ladder now.
Top of the ladder, 2-0. Yeah,
huge.
Yeah. So good start.
Is that your first wicket for the club?
No, mate. No.
Sorry,
no,
I'm just not used to your bowls.
No, exactly. Yeah. No.
Got you got on the Instagram with 1 for 4.
I know. I did send that through to Tommy Cooper. So it was nice to share the honours with him.
Yeah. Awesome, mate. Well, good win for the twos. Threes, quickly, we obviously bowled him out for 144 the week before, and we were none for 44 overnight. We chased it down pretty comfortably, to be honest. Raj, like I said before, 86 is unbelievable. Pat Homburg, 69, just doing what he does. And Raj did get out, just
yes,
for those.
You were very quick to clarify that.
Yeah. Well, on Play HQ, it said Raj was not out, and I declared when he was on 86. That's not the case. Then we sent him back in with a lead of about, what was it, 80 or 90. Tommy Ashman 3 for, Jackson Hall got 2 for at the start, and Henry Bennett got 4 for, which was great to see. And we knocked him off pretty good. Homburg got the 10 runs and 4 balls.
4 balls, classic.
Which is pretty funny. I'm assuming Jacob doesn't have it in front of him, so the fours won. They didn't have to play it the next week, so they won the first day, which is great.
Right.
I do have the fives open.
Yeah, cool. Still got 65, which is good to see. Griff was 31, not out. He reckons he left 100 out there. He was going to make that on on the next weekend, but we didn't get to it. And Jacko, obviously got to mention Jacko, 5 for 11.
Yeah,
and the Chief, 3 for as well. You got the fives, you
said?
Yeah,
the fives. So they played Morty Alec again, bowled him out for double digits again. Fonda Civic opening up with a wicket, first ball of the game.
Yeah.
Took Tufa, Noah Tufa, Ryan Stanaway 1, Gareth Sutton 1, Prabhu 2, oh, the big Tanish.
Yeah.
Ollie Rowland 1. And then with the bat, Ethan Hall 30, and then Hayden and Yasith 19 and 15 not out.
Yeah,
so
lovely.
They knocked it off in 18 overs. Good so, stuff. Yeah.
A couple of good wins in a row for them.
Yeah, they're...
Imagine playing fifths and seeing Simi Fonda at the top of the mark. Yeah. That's rock. That's
imagine playing terrifying. Fifths and seeing our team there, to be honest. It's pretty ridiculous. They didn't play Sunday for the Sunday team. Fixtures this week, the ones and twos are St Bernard's, is that correct?
Yeah, St Bernard's, yeah.
With the ones are away.
Yeah, and that big hole.
Yeah, the what do they call it? They call it the snake pit or the shark pit or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that. They're usually a decent team. And the threes and fours have Oakley, which obviously a good team, which would be great. It would be a good challenge for us playing against Oakley. We've got a few tough games coming up, so looking forward to that. Got a couple of big nights coming up on the calendar. Trivia night, November 29, I believe. You boys are organising a table. What's your plans, TC?
When I saw it on the Instagram, it's first I realised it was trivia this soon. So
it's not usually this soon, is it?
It's not usually. I thought it was a January, February sort of event. So yeah, right. We'll be getting onto that this week. I'm sure we can sort out a table.
Yeah, Jack, you'll find a few people.
Yeah, I'll have a table or two.
Yeah, as you do. Woody's just can't get away from the podcast, so he's bloody joining in. Do you have anything to plug about the trivia night, mate?
No, it's going to be great fun. I haven't written it yet, but I will. And I've also been in touch with John Menzies about just advice generally, which I thought was important. So fingers crossed it should be good.
That's it. Maybe we do a whip around and get John Menzies on a flight down.
Yeah.
Okay.
What was the other night, Woody, before you go?
Elwood South Thursday.
Yeah, that's true. Elwood Tavern on Thursday. I think 50 blokes ticked yes for that.
Yeah.
Did they?
That'd awesome. Be...
Oh, I haven't even ticked yes, yeah, but
so there you go. 50 blokes and Jacob will be there, which will be good to see. But yeah, probably we're almost half now, so that probably just about wraps us up, lads, unless either of you have anything else to add.
I can do another 11 if you want.
No, we don't cut have another
3 hours, mate, so we might just leave it there. But obviously, appreciate you guys coming on. Well done, Jacob, on the weekend. Welcome back, TC. Let's get another 4 wins for the club.
Prez shout.
Hey?
Prez shout.
Yeah.
Yeah, Prez and shout.
Well, there's no CSB competition this week, so it's an easier one for the Prez shout as well. So
back to back.
Let's do it back to back.
Yeah.
Good on you, boys. Thanks for joining. Good luck to everyone on the weekend, and go Eels.
Cheers, Maxie.